back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, 720. Here's a few more, and then we'll get to Governor Rauner standing by in just a second. I'm boycotting primaries until the legislators change the rules. Why is it we keep saying we don't like the way it's set up and nothing changes? Take a hint from the high school students' movements. Again, the way you can change the rules is by changing the people who make the rules.
I'm lawmakers too, Steve, at this point, with all these young voices, I mean, we've interviewed a bunch of students, especially since Parkland. They're all coming forward. They're all registering to vote. I talked to someone last week from Downers Grove South, a 17 and a half year old who's going to vote for the very first time. I would feel them breathing down my neck if I'm a lawmaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is running the risk of alienating an entire generation of kids.
Right.
And this one, 773, I'm going to vote for whoever Katy Perry wants me to vote for. I don't think that's the general way to make the decision.
I don't think so either.
Governor Rauner joins us. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Andrea. How are you?
Hey, I assume you're not concerned where Katy Perry stands on any of these issues?
Just heard your comment. Yeah. You know what I'm concerned? What I'm concerned is that Pritzker's got the Democratic Governors Association coming in to try to hijack the Republican primary and promote my opponent, Jeannie Ives. We need everybody in the Chicagoland area, your listeners, to know that this election is going to be closer than anybody thought. This primary is going to be tough. And Evelyn Sanguinetti and I have to win because we can be victorious. We're the only ones who can be victorious against Pritzker and Madigan in November. We have got to get to November so we can roll back the taxes, get more good paying jobs, and get term limits on the ballot. So we've got to win today. We need all your listeners to get to the polls and support Rauner and Sanguinetti.
Governor, early voting numbers were huge in Chicago this year. I think 109,000 voters cast early ballots. It's triple what it was in 2014. So as governor, that has to make you feel good that people are voting. But we're getting text after text today from people saying, I wish we didn't have to declare in Illinois. Not declare, but either select a ballot, Republican or Democrat. What can eventually be done to change that, where we just become one big giant...
An open primary.
Open primary.
Well, certainly that wouldn't be hard to change, but through legislation, I just seriously doubt whether Speaker Madigan would be interested in that. But, you know, there's a lot of changes we need in the state. The biggest changes we need are to reduce our tax burden, grow more jobs, and most importantly, change the culture of corruption by getting term limits on the ballot. That's why I hope that all the candidates will be held accountable this election cycle to promise to put term limits on the ballot. Then we can really change the culture of government in Illinois.
Steve from Hoffman Estates has a question. A lot of people have. Regardless of the blame, and, you know, I've been clear where I stand on this, but regardless of the blame of what's happened, what are you going to do differently? Why do you deserve it? This is the Illinois job interview. Why do you deserve four more years based on what happened in the first four?
Well, you look at the wonderful transformation we've been able to achieve on things we could get done ourselves. We've gotten revolutionary new contracts with 18 of the government unions, saving hundreds of millions of dollars. We've transformed Medicaid, saving over $500 million now and climbing. We've transformed the way criminal justice is delivered in the state of Illinois, transformed education, where we can drive the results. It's been phenomenal for the state. But Madigan has blocked term limits through the courts. He's blocked fair maps through the courts. He's refused to compromise on pension reform or workers' comp reform. So that's why in the long run, what we need is to get reform-minded legislators who are not loyal to Mike Madigan. They're loyal to the people in their districts. Get them elected. And we can do that by asking them right now as they're campaigning for office, will you promise to sign a pledge? Will you promise us as the voters of Illinois to put term limits on the ballot, vote for term limits? And will you also promise vote for anyone, even if you're a Democrat, vote for another Democrat to be speaker? There's no reason that these legislators have to vote every year for Mike Madigan to stay speaker. That's wrong. It's led to the corruption that we've got in the state.
And by the way, you've mentioned Pritzker a few times. There's no guarantee that Mr. Pritzker is going to win today, especially based on the NBC5 poll over the weekend. That race is considerably closer, and Mr. Kennedy's in his rearview mirror. So let me ask you about Madigan. He is very clear on where he stands on things and doesn't seem to agree with you on much, if not anything. How are you going to change that? I don't believe Mr. Madigan's going to leave And I don't believe his attitude is going to change anytime soon. So how do you work with him or around him to get anything done that you need to get done?
Well, it's working around him, as Steve, is what you said. So we're going to win two historic lawsuits in the federal court. The first one I started with AFSCME, the biggest government union. I sued them my first 3 weeks in office. My case is now at the U.S. Supreme Court. And when we win that case this spring through the U.S. Supreme Court, there will be no more forced union dues collection in state government, local government, or school districts. We will transform Illinois, and Madigan can't do anything to stop it. He's part of the corruption of getting campaign cash from government unions and then spinning around and giving them unaffordable, unfair deals in that conflict of interest. We are going to break that unfair system right through the courts, number one. Number two, we're also going to win through the courts in a suit that I did not start, but that is very powerful. I laid the foundation for to give local governments the ability to control their own regulations so that they can compete with Indiana, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and Texas for manufacturing jobs. When we get local control of regulations so that Springfield and Madigan don't mandate the regulations, we can grow a lot of good manufacturing jobs across the state of Illinois. And then, again, Madigan can't stop that. Those will be two home run changes we'll get done in the second term.
224 texter, I'll summarize here. Governor Rauner, if your opponents have presented any legitimate criticism of you as a governor in public or behind closed doors, what is your plan to improve in that area? And I guess I'd ask you that. What's one thing you regret of the first 4 years that you could have done better?
Well, you know, we're always striving to do better and learn. We clearly need to have more collaboration at every level in the legislature. There's a rule of fear that Madigan has put in place over the legislature. He took out Ken Duncan, who broke with him. He took out Scott Drury, who refused to vote for him to be speaker. Madigan's rule of fear, of control over the General Assembly, is what we've got to break. And all we have to do is look at what Democrats have done, good, honest Democrats, who I'd be happy to work with. Look what they've done in California. California Democrats got term limits done. In Rhode Island, Democrats got pension reform done. In Massachusetts, Democrats got workers' comp reform done and took health care out of collective bargaining in government to bring down costs. Good, honest Democrats I can work with and will negotiate and compromise with. Madigan wants no compromise because he becomes so rich from the current system. We need legislators who will be willing to stand up with him. And that takes a number. Doing it one or two at a time, like we've been trying, doesn't work because he can take them out like he did to Drury and Duncan. But we need a group of them to come together and stand up against Madigan, and then we'll get really positive change for the state.
Is there any chance that you two, and I'm not being flip at all when I say this, is there any chance that you two could work out some workable arrangement where over the course of the next 4 years, there's give and take to get things done?
Boy, I will never give up on trying that. I will never give up. But I've known Madigan for 9 years, and so far in those 9 years, I've never seen him truly ever change. I mean, he's been there since 1971, and he told me, you know, it's power and money for him. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
What do you mean he told you? What did he say?
He said, when I asked him what he wants for a better future for the people of Illinois, he said that's not what he's focused on. That's not what he cares about. It's money and power for him.
That's a pretty strong statement. I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing that is the greatest concern for the people in this state.
Exactly right. That's why, in the end, Steve, it's not about really working with Madigan. You don't work with him. He gets his own way. And what the way to get pressure him, to force him to change, is through his caucus. It's through members of the General Assembly in the election. And that's why your listeners right now, you and I are talking to listeners who are going to vote. Many of them will vote for Democratic candidates for the House of Representatives. They've got to ask those candidates, are you really with me as a citizen, as a homeowner, and a taxpayer, or are you with Mike Madigan? Answer that question. Will you put term limits on the ballot, yes or no? Will you vote for some other honest Democrat to be Speaker if the Democrats keep majority, yes or no? And if those candidates won't say, yes, I'll put term limits on the ballot, they shouldn't get the vote of your listeners.
Yeah, and by the way, we asked listeners to ask their reps, state reps, what they will do about voting or not voting for Mr. Madigan as Speaker. And we've got, you know, a lot of responses, and folks said they got no response. That's your electorate not working for you. I don't want to beat a dead horse here, but if Madigan's statement on money and power is, I think I've not heard that publicly before. Is that something he has ever said publicly, or is that something he told you privately?
Privately, at just a meal. Just he and I had. He and I have had a lot of meals together. We've played golf. In the end, what we need to do is stand up to him. I'm the one person who can beat him. I've proven it 4 years ago. We've made progress, and I need your listeners' help. This primary is going to be closer than we all thought. I need your listeners to help Evelyn Sanguinetti and me get elected. We've got to win today. Come out and vote for Rauner and Sanguinetti. This primary will determine our ability to win in November. And I need your listeners' support. Come and vote for us in the Republican primary, Rauner and Sanguinetti. Right. We can beat the system in November.
Two final questions, Andrea.
Governor, very briefly, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks. I'm just kind of curious, how come you vetoed the gun store licensing bill a day before the national school walkout and a week before the primary?
Well, the timing is strictly a function of us doing our homework. We've called a lot of experts around the country about the bill. We did a tremendous amount of work, and that bill was not going to increase public safety really at all, and it was going to increase the onerous regulatory burden and costs on a lot of our small businesses in the state of Illinois. It was more a headline grabber than a real result. And what we need in Illinois is not to do headlines. We need real change. And I'm bringing together a task force, bipartisan, just like we did for education reform. And we will get real regulations that will actually improve public safety. We will really improve school safety. We will really help our police officers and support them better. And we will really help change mental health delivery and treatment in the state of Illinois so we can increase safety. We'll deliver those results in the coming weeks.
Yeah, by the way, the timeline is important because as soon as you say task force, everybody goes, oh, great, another Illinois task force. There's not a lot of faith in that. So coming weeks, meaning before summer?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We could get this done on a very prompt deadline. We shouldn't be taking 6-9 months for this. This can be done in weeks, not many months.
Well, what I'd love to see is a statement from you on what you didn't like about the bill specifically at some point. Final question. What is one specific thing you'll do to reduce, this is from the 815, one specific thing you'll do to reduce my property taxes so I don't need to leave the state like so many of my friends have?
Exactly. Best question you could ask. Get the mandates off of local schools and local governments. I believe in local control. Get the mandates from Springfield off of our municipalities and our school districts. Free them up to run their communities as the voters and residents there themselves want to do it on competitive bidding and contracting and school teaching and school curriculum. Free them up, and we can bring down our property taxes.
Good luck today, Governor.
Thanks, guys. Get out and vote, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Governor.
Governor Bruce Rauner.